Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming on a device near you. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to become a cruise director on Carnival Cruise Lines, ladies and gentlemen, there she is with a clipboard. It's Alexis Thompson.
You know, I've got a few choices, right? That would be a fun job. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, Bunny.
Good morning, Holly Roberts.
Oh, and I'll be your antibacterial assistant, because goodness knows everybody needs a squirt on those things.
Yep.
Fab,
absolutely.
Yes.
Squirt, squirt.
Good morning to all of you on this Thursday, March 14th, 2024. Welcome to our show. Welcome to your morning. Welcome to Celebrate Scientist Day. Welcome to Crowdfunding Day. Welcome to Genius Day. Welcome to International Ask a Question Day. Learn about Butterflies Day. Welcome to Legal Assistance Day. Welcome to Children's Craft Day. So do a craft with your children.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Welcome to National Potato Chip Day. Reuben Sandwich Day. So have a Reuben. Welcome to Save a Spider
Yum.
Day. I could do without that. Welcome to Write a Story Day. Welcome to Alexis's favorite day, Pie Day. And we're not talking French silk.
That's right. 3.14. 15. Something, something.
Whatever she said. Welcome to Popcorn Lovers Day, Science Education Day, and World Kidney Day. Cheers, everybody. Cheer. Celebrate your kidney. Cheers.
Yay!
Cheers.
Flushing
Cheers.
It out.
Flush it out sometime
right.
during our show.
Yeah.
You want to celebrate your kidney? Go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Let
us know
yeah.
how that goes. Actually, don't let us know how that goes. We could do without that. Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers.
Let's begin with the official worst time of the day, starring Holly Roberts.
Hi, Holly.
Hi, guys. Now,
what?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Science. Now, I'm telling you, science, because this is research that's coming from the University of Michigan and Dartmouth University. You know, places where people are smart.
Yes.
And remember, Holly, this is perfect. Uh-huh. You didn't even know this. It's Scientist Day.
Oh, well, fantastic. Well, let's celebrate them and their research.
Yeah.
That is now officially deemed a specific time of day as the worst time of the day. Now, I have good news and bad news about this.
Okay.
The good news is, we already passed it, and we have nowhere to go but up.
Oh, so it's early morning sometime.
Well, the bad news is we're all awake during it. It's 5 a.m. 5 a.m. is officially the worst time of day.
How are they coming to this conclusion?
Well, in this study, they found that 5 a.m. was the time when people reported their lowest mood. At 5 p.m., people are peaking.
Gotcha.
You know?
My guess would have been 3 p.m.,
mine would have been 4, actually.
Oh, see?
Yeah, mood cycles are naturally at their lowest point, according to this Dr. Ben, in the morning and highest in the evening, independent of sleep deprivation. Now, if you're sleep deprived, that's a whole other situation, and you're probably just going to be cranky, among other things, if you don't get your sleep.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
That tracks, yeah.
So we're on our way up! We already passed the official worst time of the day.
Yeah, we all, I think, naturally want to be asleep.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that accurate for you two?
Well, I think we are anomalies because of our schedule.
Okay.
But maybe that didn't matter in their gathering.
What do you think is your worst time then?
Oh, yeah, 3 p.m.
You said for you. Oh, that wasn't just a guess. That's your.
No,
okay,
that was
I'm
me
sorry.
Personally.
I
would also guess that would be other people's too, because it's just the right time after lunch. You know, you're still dragging if you're working until 5. And for us too, even after our naps, I feel that way.
Mm-hmm. Holly,
and you guessed
you,
4 p.m. is Jace or
yeah,
4 a.m. Okay.
4 p.m.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And yesterday, last evening, just all night. I mean, just four forward, 4 through 8:30 was just a bad mood.
Well, it's really bad today. I woke up thinking it's Friday.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Doesn't it feel like Friday?
Hold on. Yes.
Yeah, this week is just so, yeah, what is time?
What is time?
But I can imagine, yeah, 5 a.m. for most people it is, because you're, you know, still hopefully sleeping.
Hopefully.
Well, your body naturally wants to be asleep.
To me. That's why it doesn't make any sense to me. Especially Americans, I think there's a good percentage of the population, I don't know, I haven't seen studies on this, that are not awake at 5, 6 maybe.
Yeah.
So how can anybody be in a bad mood when they're having naughty dreams? I don't know. That's just,
yeah.
Saying, or maybe scary dreams. Holly, maybe you answered it within your answer, but where do you think your mood craters?
Yeah.
Is it within your answer?
Well, you know what? Getting out of bed, it's pretty hard these days, I have to say. Inasmuch as I don't mind getting up early, it's what I'm doing when I'm up early that impacts my mood. Because when we get up, we got to ramp up hard. And we don't have time to soft launch. Like, I can get up at 4:30 in the morning and soft launch for like a 6 a.m. workout. Or I can sit there and I can do writing. I can do soft things. But we have to do 6 a.m. hard.
Yeah.
Like, we got to be
awake, alive.
Perky. Peak energy.
Yeah.
And so that is, full disclosure, that's hard. It's hard for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we do it.
Even after doing this for how many years, I feel the same way.
6 a.m. hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, you like early. You're an early bird anyway.
Yeah, I am. And I'm the reverse. You do not want to see me. Around 8 o'clock. 9 o'clock. I'm like a droid that just shuts off. You know what it is? There's two times that you just don't really want to be around me. 1:30 p.m., I tend to turn off, and then around 9, the 8:30 to 9:30 range, oof, just put me to bed. I start to shut down. That's the time. But no, this, for whatever reason, but you're right. That's a great way to describe it, Holly. It is like a jet that just has to immediately, like, just almost go at a 90 degree. I mean, it just has to go up. There is no just gentle glide to 37,000 feet. That jet just has to go straight up.
Yeah, here we
like
go.
Like a rocket.
Yeah, put on your safety belts, everyone. And that being said, you know, I've done things at 6 a.m. where you also have to do that. I used to teach a yoga class for years at 6 in the morning. But even that has a different energy to it because, you know, you're kind of warming up, you're ramping up and stretching into it, and you don't reach the peak of the class at least that I taught that was 90 minutes long, maybe until about 6:45, 7 o'clock, and you've slowly worked your way up to that. And then you go, we're peaking.
Yeah.
We're doing that spine strengthening series, everybody.
Start.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I need to take that series, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There are classes around the Twin Cities, Jason. 90 minutes.
Because the chiropractor scared me. Maybe I'll try yoga next.
Well, be gentle. So, okay. Be gentle.
Thank you. Thank you very much. coming up in just a little bit, a little food talk as we try to do in our first hour. You know, Simu Lee, we love Simu Lee. He gives us a rating system on Oscar food, because chances are most of us listening, no offense, we love you, my talkers, but let's be honest, you're not going to win an Oscar. And we're not either. We're not going to be going to these things. He's going to rate the food.
Yeah, there's so many different events that surround the Oscars. What was the best?
Yeah. And speaking of food, wait till you hear what's coming to Costco. It's Alexis Thompson's food report.
Yeah.
And I'm here for it. I'm here for all of it when we come back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Here's a comedy moment on Jason and Alexis in the Morning.
Be good looking, right? We all want to be chased on the playground, right? Some people go so far as to get plastic surgery. You're like, I don't want to sound desperate, but can you take a knife to my face and make me pretty? Just keep cutting. It's kind of amazing more of us don't get plastic surgery because we live in a beauty-obsessed society, right? There are studies. There was a Harvard study that found that children believe good-looking people are nicer. That study also found that children are stupid. We definitely give good-looking people the benefit of the doubt. Like, if a really attractive person's quiet, we think they're mysterious. If a fat person's quiet, we assume they're thinking about food. And we are, but there's still a mystery. You don't know what kind of food. All right, it's cake. It's always cake. But you don't know what kind. All right, it's red velvet.
This has been a comedy moment on Jason and Alexis in the Morning. The great Jim Gaffigan. That's right. Speaking the truth. Welcome back, everybody.
Love him.
Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk, whenever you want us, on our website or app. It's time for Food Talk with Alexis Thompson. First, we're talking Oscar food, right, Lex?
Yeah, Simu Lee. He went to all the things Oscars. And, of course, they feed the folks there. And he has now rated 1 to 10, his favorite foods and snacks.
That's the way you do it.
Yeah.
It's like being part of the Subway sub club back in the day. You get your little stamp.
Or every influencer on TikTok while it's still legal. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he has named the Governor's Ball, which is the official Oscars after party. So his scale was 1 to 10. He gave it an 11. He said it was so good. He talked about the wood fire pizzas, the paella, the wagyu sliders, picking duck standout dishes. Wolfgang Puck Catering was in charge just like last year, and he said the food was divine.
So that's number one.
Second on the list when it comes to the Oscar festivities, he gave the iconic Vanity Fair a 7 out of 10. They served In-N-Out burgers.
Oh, nice.
Keep it simple, baby.
That's right. I'm sorry. I missed one. The one in between. So that was number three. The second highest score he gave to Madonna's party. 9 out of 10. Now, of course, there are no cameras allowed at Madonna's party. But he said that there was curry, rice, naan, and samosas. Ooh. Yum.
Way to go, Madge.
Yeah, Madge. So that was 9 out of 10. The Vanity Fair party, 7 out of 10. And then Jimmy Kimmel had snacks that he gave to anyone at the Oscars during the ceremony. And there's Jimmy shared a picture. It's like a soft pretzel. There's some Junior Mints, Milk Duds, Swedish Fish, Raisinettes. Sour Patch Kids, and Simu Lee says, I'm going to give this 3 out of 10.
Wouldn't you be scared to eat a snack while sitting and watching the Oscars? You're wearing your designer gown.
Yes!
And then you spill Junior Mints all over it, and then you go up and you win your award, and you're like, oh, it's Jimmy Kimmel's Junior Mints on my dress.
Let alone in your teeth?
Yeah.
Or if they get hot, if they're sitting there and you're holding them, and then you got hot Junior Mint, and then it's melted chocolate, and then you just, by reflex, you wipe something, you know, like dust off your fingers on your dress, and then you have Junior Mint residue, chocolate residue on your on your your taffeta, or whatever you're wearing.
Yuck, yeah. So, there you go. The pretzel, though, that Jimmy Kimmel gave does look delicious. Now, that might be something you could just take a bite of, right? And then...
No, girl.
I mean, there's salts and stuff, but...
I love me a warm pretzel.
Yeah.
I love a big... Any restaurant that has, like, one of those giant oversized pretzel served with dipping cheeses.
Yes.
Oh my God. I'm please carbs and cheese. Oh,
I want to go to Germany one day, and that's my goal.
Yeah.
Keep it low, baby. Keep the bar low. Try some pretzels.
I go to fake Germany at Epcot, and they have those big pretzels there. And yeah, they're tasty.
Yum.
Thank you, Simu Lee, for playing Instagram or TikTok food influencer.
Yeah.
Now we know, because we'll never know.
He's living it up. I don't know. You never know. Yeah, one day. Yeah, I mean,
you could go to the Oscars. You could get invited to one of these parties.
Yeah.
Madge's party would be fun.
Yeah, that would be a blast.
We all love the Costco. Mm-hmm. Lex wears, are you wearing Kirkland right now, Lex?
Oh, yeah. Absolute okay. Felina granny panties.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's 6-pack.
Oh, perfect.
Might be 8, actually.
Yeah.
So but yeah, loving the Costco.
We do. The show loves the Costco.
Sure do.
We're gonna love it even more, right, Lex?
I think so. If you're a fan of sushi, a sushi counter is coming to a Costco near you. Oh. They tested this out in Issaquah, Washington. And their Q2 ratings, they said, wow, people are loving this. And now they're going to be hitting the stores nationwide. And they'll be rolling up the sushi. It'll be fresh and awesome. They've already tried this also in Hawaii. And soon, yeah, you'll be able to get your sushi in the near future, they said.
Well, I'm not ripping at the same time that I'm complimenting.
Yeah.
But if we as a general public buy sushi at gas stations, and we do.
Yeah.
At convenience stores, and we do. And if we buy sushi at your local grocer, like Lunds and Byerly's, and I'm not throwing shade, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't we buy it at Costco?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't we?
It's freshly made in-house, like right in front of you. So yeah. It's probably even fresher.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, lots of frenzies there. Man, the ones that have opened, they're just the one in Washington. They're always sold out. They also sell a poke bowl. And, looking at the lines, wow.
I love a poke bowl.
Yeah.
Or as the woman from Iowa told me in Hawaii a couple years ago, did you love that poke bowl? That restaurant across the street has the best poke bowl. I'm like, a poke bowl? What the hell is that? And I really want to try it if it's what I think it is. What is a poke bowl? But yeah, I do love a poke bowl. Poke bowl.
Yeah, and
rice and fish.
The sushi, the Kirkland Signature sushi in the Seattle location is made via a robotic arm.
What?
Yeah, a robotic arm forms the nigiri, and the rolls are formed by an automated machine.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
R2-D2 is making the sushi?
Exactly. And apparently, this is used in Japan and South Korea all the time, and it's the first in the United States. My body is ready.
Oh, yeah.
I'm ready. I'm ready to ingest the Costco robot. Costco... Uh-huh. The C-3PO, get it? Costco,
right.
Thank you. I'm here all week. The C-3PO made sushi. Give me a crunch roll, C-3PO. Please.
I'm
going to regret this.
I know. You will. That's all right, though.
And now I just need to know what near future means. But we'll see. It takes considerable real estate within the store, though, as well.
It does?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I hope we get it.
I hope so too.
We're such a good test market. More companies should, like Taco Bell did. Hey, all of you big brands, test crap here. Thank you. Just saying.
Amen.
Thank you. We're going to come back. A little pop culture, little craziness. Stay right there. Back in a moment. Hey, everybody. It's Jace for my friends at Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. This month, you need to get into Skin Rejuvenation Clinic for one of the biggest laser procedure sales ever. That's right. Halo, Moxie. By the way, Moxie is like a baby. It's like a baby Halo. So I'm getting a Moxie, and it just, if you have uneven pigmentation, look like sunspots, Moxie is for you. And right now, it is $150 off. $150 off for the rest of the month. And bonus, if you are part of their VIP Lux membership, you also get $400 in free products. That is not a joke. And if you're not a member, no worries. Simply sign up when you get there, and the membership qualifies you for everyday promos. The Luxe program is amazing. So bottom line, if you're wanting to look refreshed, get into Skin Rejuvenation Clinic this month. Welcome back, everybody. Watch out for those pops. Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on My Talk. Everything entertainment. Everything pop of pop culture.
Woo! That popping up everywhere. Yeah. Ooh, I wasn't ready for that.
You weren't ready. I'm sorry. There we go. Drama, girl. Drama yesterday. Did you see the Don Lemon, Elon Musk drama yesterday?
Yeah, well, I saw the headlines for it, and I thought, oof. Oh. I also haven't been keeping up with Don Lemon on X anywhere, formerly Twitter. What's going on?
I haven't either, but I got off the air of the TV show, and I just saw one of, like, when a celebrity does a big statement, and they take a picture of said statement, and then they post it on their website. It's either really good news or it's really bad news. Yeah. So I saw the post. I'm like, oh, I got to read this. And so Don left. Well, he got fired from CNN, decided to take his stuff over to the artist formerly known as Twitter and do a show there. And then Elon Musk gave him a show, the Don Lemon show. They built him a set. They did the whole thing. They started promoting it. The sales team over at X started selling it. Elon did an interview with Don, didn't like the interview, and 2 hours after the interview, fired Don. Told him, or not fired him, but said, we're no longer going to partner on this show. Wow. And within an hour, like 2 hours of doing the interview. And then Don, in a weird twist, went back to the network that fired him to show clips from said interview. Went back to CNN last night and showed clips of the interview. Like some, he's going to debut it, obviously. I mean, he's smart. He's going to debut it like he was planning to on Monday on YouTube and on X too.
Yeah.
And on his own stuff, the full interview. But he released some clips, and you can see there was awkwardness between Elon and Don. And
well, he didn't hold back.
Well, no, and I don't, I gotta tell you, I don't, it's kind of how I feel with when celebrities come on a Today Show or a Good Morning America or Gayle King, and they're there to promote their new room cleanser, but yet they, you know, they're involved in a scandal that day or that week, and they're shocked that Gayle King doesn't just ask about the room deodorizer. She asks about the scandal they're involved in. I'm not saying Elon, not necessarily any given scandal, but what did he think Don was going to ask him about is my question. Was it going to be, you know, hi,
it
what's
was
your
90 minute interview? So, yeah. Right.
He's going to ask everything.
Not all softballs. Talked about hate speech on X. He talked about the meeting that he recently had with former President Donald Trump. Talked about, is he financing his campaign?
Well, he also talked about the, you know, his successful ventures, how he started off, and but I don't know. I just don't know what Mr. Musk expected. I mean, that's what Don does. That's who you. That's who you hired.
Ketamine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which he has been open about on his own platform.
Yes.
It's like when you buy something and you have buyer. Did you not look at the label? When you buy cereal, it's like, oh, I didn't know this had this many calories. Did you not know what you were getting when you? I don't know.
And they're not playing us, right?
I
don't know. I'm just putting up a theory.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering.
Nah.
It feels real.
This feels real.
I don't think CNN.
Don Lemon or Elon Musk are clever enough to.
Yes.
Make a campaign like this. Neither party's involved. Look, Don Lemon went over to X, formerly known as Twitter. I filed this under the category play dumb games, win dumb prizes. So I just, you know, and Elon Musk being like, hey, Twitter's not going to back your show anymore, but you can still post whatever the heck you want on Twitter.
Yeah, and no censorship.
Yeah, no censorship.
Yeah, wow.
I know. Both. I'm not a giant fan of either of them. They both kind of just make me eye roll sometimes, but I don't know.
Well, especially since Don Lemon was recruited by Elon Musk. He said, look, you're no longer where you are. Come and do a show with us. No censorship. Let's give it a try. The audience is much bigger, he claims.
But then you're asking me about what I do in my spare time, so I don't want to do this show anymore. I mean, okay, Elon Musk, clearly an individual who has a track record of measured, thoughtful consistency in his behavior, both publicly and privately. Yes. Hashtag sarcasm. Come on, Don, and you're acting like this. You were surprised by this?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And this would be hopefully a safe place for you.
He was walking. Obviously, Don just grabbed his phone the minute this happened and jumped on TikTok. Because Don was walking around the streets of New York with some Starbucks in his hand and just popped up a video. And he said, he literally, like the second thing he said, I know a lot of you warned me about this. Going back to what Holly said, play dumb games, get dumb prizes. People warned you. Anyway, there we go.
So that's just what now, huh?
Well, we'll see more of the interview. I just laughed that he went back to CNN. How was that conversation?
Well, they want the dish.
They want want the gold. They know people. They know people are going to watch that. Well, you know, Don Lemon, he settled with CNN. They paid out his contract, $24.5 million. So. Yeah. Don Lemon, I think, you know, maybe he's going to sit about and think about what the Don Lemon show will be moving forward.
Wow. And again, I'll say it again. Hard questions are not gotcha questions. Not always. Like there are bad players in every profession, but I love when people, they're biased. No, you sometimes just think that because they're asking hard questions to someone on your alleged team, you know, that are like-minded. Just hard questions are not necessarily unfair questions, even if they're asking hard questions to someone that you align with. I that drives me nuts in the era that we're living in.
And also to have to answer truthfully, and then, you know, whatever that is, that's a controversial thing that you can, like, especially on a platform like X, and if you're also going to be putting it on YouTube and stuff, you could play around with that a little bit, too. A little tension. We're all going to be like, whoa, what did he say? And how did Don react to that? Wow.
And it's fair. I would hope Elon would feel this way.
Yeah.
It's fair to ask tough questions to a gentleman who controls the interest of most of the satellites up in space. His companies control most. It is fair to ask tough questions to people that are instrumental in our life. And the gentleman also owns one of the biggest social media sites that the country uses. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I just, you do both of those things, you should expect some uncomfortableness.
Yeah, I don't think that the outcome was necessarily fairness. I think for somebody like Musk, it's about control.
Yeah.
And he didn't have control. And so it was like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's my Elon Musk voice.
That was great.
You don't want to do it anymore.
Are you taking that on the road, Holly?
Yeah, I'm going to be playing the Red Roof Inn in Dubuque in 2 weeks. So,
oh, Dubuque.
Yeah, gird your loins. And, you know, I'm sure, you know, yeah, don't tell him that I'm doing that, though. Because, you know, he's the kind of person he's going to be like,
again, satellites.
Look at this radio person in Minneapolis making fun of me. I'm sorry, dude.
Again, he controls satellites. Let's be careful.
Yeah, what do I control? Nothing. I can push this button right here.
Right there.
Yeah. Or
you also control weekly trivia face-off. That's right. Every Friday morning, Alexis and I battle various enemies at 8:30 for Weekly Trivia Face-Off, powered by Trivia Mafia. Different themes, different enemies. Same fun. Holly, who are we going up against tomorrow?
Jason and Alexis, you are going up against Brittany and her sister.
Oh, what?
Whoa, okay.
The topic tomorrow, Real Housewives.
Yes!
Oh, wow, okay.
Yes!
Nice.
Oh,
this is going to be an epic battle because I will tell you guys, Brittany is a Real Housewives expert. Jason, you are a Real Housewives expert.
Yep. I'm kind of OG.
You're kind of, yeah, you're old school.
Yeah.
And I can't speak for Brittany's sister, but I'm assuming that she also enjoys the Real Housewives.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Otherwise, she would not have been recruited to play.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. By the way, follow Trivia Mafia on socials for an event near you. And that event just might include Holly Roberts sitting in the corner, quite literally a corner.
You know it. Bring me a taco. Corner.
That's right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Alexis is going to tell you who's going to be hosting the Olympics openings ceremonies in Wee Paris next. Hey, everybody. It's Jace from my family at Red Cow and Red Rabbit. Don't forget to go to Red Cow and Red Rabbit socials and submit your vote in the MSP Best of MAGA annual issue. Vote for Red Cow. So please vote and get ready for St. Patrick's Day. There are fabulous specials going through St. Patrick's Day weekend, which is this weekend. So get in there right now and celebrate St. Patty's Day with our family at Red Cow and Red Rabbit. It is going to be so great. You are going to love it, including I'm looking at some of the drinks. So, so good. A beer and a bump they're having. Summit Oatmeal Stout, Irish and American whiskey together, and a special grasshopper. Oh, I love a grasshopper. So this weekend, where are you going to go for St. Patty's Day? You're going to run to red, but wear green. Right here on My Talk Everything Entertainment, Everything Public Speaking. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly Roberts. Hope your morning or afternoon or whenever you're listening to us is going well. Thanks for sharing a little bit of it with us.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Oh. You're the best.
Oh. Oh, what's this theme?
Yes.
That's right. It's getting to be that time again. Olympics time, people.
Oh, yeah.
NBC is presenting the Summer Olympics in Gay Perry.
That's
right.
What do
we know? They're dripping some details.
It's the 33rd Olympiad in Paris this summer, and they're already getting their NBC Olympic team together. We've got Savannah Guthrie, Hoda Kotb. We've got Mike Tirico, who normally does it. And added to the team this year, Kelly Clarkson and Peyton Manning.
Oh, Peyton's going to do great.
I think Kelly will, too. Mm-hmm. And bring a lot of people to the yard. This is so cool. Instead of doing, you know how they, you know, they're going to light the cauldron and do all of the things that normally happen. But they're going to do it over the bridge above the river as athletes from around the globe sail in a parade. They're sailing. For their parade of nations. And it's something we've never seen before in the opening ceremony.
Yeah, it won't be
in
a dome.
Which is 90 boats.
Yeah.
No dome, nothing. 4 miles. I just think this is awesome.
I think even some of the water events will be in the river as well.
Mm-hmm.
From what I understand, some of the events will actually be done right there. I love it. And the audience is going to be around, seated around the river.
Yes. So it's Friday, July 26th. It will start 11 a.m. here.
You think Kelly's going to be good?
Absolutely. I think she's going to kill it. And I think she is a nice straddler between people who might not know or love the Olympics and people who love the Olympics because she's so likable and lovable.
Mm-hmm.
And Peyton Manning as well, but you know he's steeped in sports, so yeah. I think this is actually genius to put someone like Kelly in this position.
I was talking to someone yesterday about this. Nothing against Mike. You know, he's NBC's main guy.
Yes.
I'm just really going to miss Bob Costas. Bob was just the best with Olympic coverage.
Yeah, he was everywhere.
He was everywhere, and he just had a style. He had a broadcasting style that I really, really loved. And I'm not a big Olympics fan, but he is a master of live television. He's certainly a master of live sports broadcasting.
Oh, big time.
So, and again, nothing against Mike. I just don't know. I don't know. I haven't watched enough Mike broadcasts, but.
Yeah. Mike is also the consummate professional. Mike Tirico. He's fantastic. Olympic primetime coverage will be added with a dash of Snoop. Snoop Dogg, remember?
Yes, that's right.
Back in January, it was announced that Snoop Dogg is joining the Olympic primetime show broadcast on NBC. So he's going to be providing coverage, too. So clearly, NBC is doing this mix of professional sports broadcasters and broad appeal entertainers.
Well, that's great.
After hearing him and Kevin Hart talk about the horses doing the crypt dance, my gosh. Oh, it's so funny.
They should just have Snoop do the entire thing. Snoop and Kelly. That would just be forget Mike, forget Peyton. Just have Snoop and Kelly do the entire thing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And Snoop's also doing like a travelogue kind of thing. So he's going to be, going around Paris, showing off some of the landmarks of the city. He's going to be attending Olympic competitions and events, and he's going to be hanging out with athletes and their friends and families too. So it's going to be fun.
Just the dynamic Snoop in Paris. I mean, just right there.
Snoop D-O-double-G in Paris.
Yeah, that lends itself. That's great content. Just Snoop walking around Paris is fantastic. Oh, bravo NBC for leaning into that. Yeah. Well, they've always made smart moves. They've always, they've paired their shishi poo poo sports people with people from their entertainment division or their news division. Our buddy Katie Couric used to do it for many years. She would be with Bob or the main NBC sports broadcasting team. Katie was so good at it. Katie was because she provided what Kelly's going to provide. She just has a different sensibility and like Kelly, just relatable and sees things differently and is kind of reflective of the audience that's watching and not the, balls and strikes and the numbers that sometimes the sports broadcasters focus on during those types of shows. So yeah, it's going to be great.
It's going to be fun. Love the Olympics.
The Kelly Clarkson show is in the NBC family. So smart on Universal. They spend, a gazillion dollars, and I actually think that's a real figure, a gazillion dollars on the Olympic rights.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. I had to take a little break in the summer. It's perfect timing for her, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I might actually watch. You are, Lex.
I love
the Olympics. Holly, are you an Olympics fan?
I don't like the Olympics until the Olympics actually happen.
Mm.
So I like the competition. Watching the actual sport. Everything around it. I give it a little bit of a side eye.
Oh, really?
Oh, the ceremony?
A little judgy?
The condoms handed out?
No. Look, put bowls of condoms in the Olympic Village because people are getting horny.
Oh, yeah.
In the Olympic Village.
Oh, yeah. We know that.
Yeah.
You're not interested in that, Holly?
What are you giving the side eye? What are you giving the side eye to?
A lot of the happenings around with the International Olympic Committee. All of the machinations and the infrastructure surrounding the Olympics, I give a side eye to. However, and the way that athletes are treated, there are documentaries, there are other things that you can go and look at in how these athletes are treated, how they train, how they're supported. But in the actual moment of competition, I find it very thrilling. Everything else around it.
Shady McShaderson.
It's a little shady to me.
You're absolutely right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I love it all. I want to see behind the scenes. I want to see how they train. I like to see how the team interacts with each other if it's a team sport.
Especially your people in the shot putting community.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Oh. I'd love to see all of that.
Oh, well, they should make a reality show out of the Olympic Village.
Oh, yes.
Where is Bravo? It's in the NBC family. Why isn't Bravo instead of Summer House? Olympic House.
There you go. Yeah. Take this idea, Bravo, please. We're giving it to you for free. Because like you said, Alexis, people are doing it in the Olympic Village.
Yes.
They're young. They're good looking. They're in shape.
Can you imagine you've just finished whatever sport you're performing and maybe you've done well, maybe you haven't. Either way, you're feeling like a high or super low and let's go.
I would score gold and make an out.
Yeah.
And other things.
Oh, my goodness. I mean,
might get a bronze and other things. But yeah.
Well, yeah, you get the gold somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Where the gold at? Where is it?
Light my torch, baby.
Yeah.
It's in my pillows.
Would you like to see me mount the pommel horse?
How do I rank all around?
Yeah.
Where are you putting that javelin? Be careful. The Olympic commences on NBC and every channel of NBC Universal this summer. We're going to take a break when we return. Do you want to smell like the 1800s? Alexis is going to tell you how. Plus, Holly has new music to talk about. I'm going to talk about...
Hey, friends, Alexis for Rebath, rebath.com. Are you looking at your bathroom and going, ooh, 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 it is time to do something in here? And it might just be that you need a tub. And you want to get rid of that shower, or vice versa, or you need a complete bathroom redo like we needed. We needed a rebath, and I'm so grateful to Julie and Brandon, our designers, and also to Josh and Joe, who came and did the job in 5 days. And we had some issues. We had some venting issues. The position of the toilet changed, but still, they got it done in 5 days. We went with Durabath, which is their exclusive brand. Very easy to clean, and on top of that, it has a nice little specks of sparkle that you know I love. So you can see a replica of our bathroom in their showroom. It's in Apple Valley on Galaxy Avenue, or you can head to rebath.com. That's where you can sign up to have a designer come to you. We love our bathroom. It's been 3+ years and still feels brand new. Go to rebath.com and have a designer come to you.